You know, I don't really worry about getting distracted about stuff off the field. You know, I'm very calm, cool, collective, but when I'm on the field, I get to be whoever I want to be. And that being said, I get to play with fire, play with passion, and play with enthusiasm. And, you know, being a mature rookie helps out a lot. You know, I get more respect from the veteran guys because I can handle a conversation. I'm not nervous to talk to them. I'm not nervous to ask them questions and pick their brain, you know. So for me, I just think it's helped me a lot through this process.
Steven Tulloch has been talking about how practicing against this offense as long as he's been in the league makes him a better player because he recognizes it's one of the top offenses in the league. Do you kind of look at that as a rookie and say, gosh, you know, I'm fortunate to be practicing against these guys right now and know what the best of the NFL has to offer?
Yeah, I mean, going against the offense we have and with the offensive coordinator, man, it's been amazing to see how many different formations and different plays they throw at you. Especially when at the helm is Matthew Stafford, who's, you know, one of the best quarterbacks in the league, very underrated quarterback, and he has the best receiver, and he has two backs, you know, more than two backs. He's got backs galore back there that just keep coming. So you add in the other pieces of the other receivers and Ebron and Pettigrew, man, and they got a stout front, so you throw all those pieces together, you got something special.
Ebron raves about how fast and how hard it comes out of Stafford's hand. Does that transition kind of hit you finally after all these past eight days?
You know, not necessarily. I think, you know, the adjusting of getting more reps helps slow the game down. I think that'll continue over time. For me, it's pretty fast, but I can handle it.
I walked up a second late. Do you have any thoughts on Johnny Manziel, what he accomplished at A&M and playing against him?
I think he's a great player. I haven't really seen him much on film. All I've seen is see him on TV, and he makes some spectacular plays. But we'll see during the film when we get to see some of the Browns' offense and what they have to offer.
I saw you guys doing some read option specific stuff, you know, as a defense. I mean, how difficult is it to prepare for, you know, someone as multidimensional as him?
Honestly, I didn't know that was for the Browns. I don't know what it was.
Okay.
I don't know what it was for. I think they were just going over it. So I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, it's a little something to hit him, though. I mean, he's been so in front of the cameras and the media and everything. Is it a little special if you guys get a sack on him, if you get a sack on him, a chance to
He's
get
just
it?
Like anybody else.